All right, we are back from lunch, and this is round six. The teams we are having in this round, we have Bentley High School from Lafayette, California, and Thomas Jefferson A from...
Blackard.
Yeah, you...
From Alexandria.
Okay.
Are you okay without the
Blackard? Okay. All right, this is round six. If both teams are ready...
Sorry?
Well, one.
Think of three.
Your answer.
Sounds ready.
That's essentially the name. Let's begin the round.
Okay. That's what I want to hear. All right. Both teams can see the clock. No. And, lock the door up. All right. Both teams ready. Toss-up number one. Pencil and paper ready. 50% of the total volume of a jar is occupied by an unknown number of candy cubes. The cylinder is 2 meters tall with a base area of 12 square centimeters. The pieces of candy measure 2 centimeters on a side. The cube count is therefore half the volume of the cylinder divided by the volume of a single cube. For 10 points, how many pieces of candy are in the jar? You have 10 seconds.
6.
Thomas Jefferson, no. No penalty. Over to Bentley.
4.
That's 150. Toss up next. Possible origins of this word include the Arabic for refuge, the Arabic for flashy, or an acronym slogan meaning death to France's Italy's cry.
Mafia.
That is 10 points for the Thomas Jefferson team. Toss up next. It's played annually in Hawaii, and the coaches in it are those of the teams that launched the conference championships games.
Yeah.
10 each. First, name this annual event featuring the 2005 marked the fourth Pro Bowl appearance in 11 years for this Pittsburgh Steelers coach.
No idea.
It's Bill Cowher. This Philadelphia Eagles coach led the NFC team from 2002 to 2004.
Smith.
Andy Reid. 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. Among his epithets are Mara, the destroyer, Dipaka, the inflamer, and Raghavrinta, the stock of passion, the last of which may refer to the sugarcane bow he uses to fire flower-tipped arrows. This son of Lakshmi lent his name to a text by Vatsyayana that deals with wifely conduct, courtship, seduction, and sexuality for 10 points. Thomas Jefferson gets 10 on that. Your bonus. For 10 each, give the following about the novel Ivanhoe. First, it's Scottish author.
Sir Walter Scott.
The man who disinherits Ivanhoe for following King Richard to war.
Say King John, but I don't know.
I don't know.
John.
Cedric the Saxon, the ward of Cedric, whom Ivanhoe loves.
Rowena.
First and last for 20. Toss up next. This painting may have been meant as commentary on a taxation controversy of 15th century Florence. It depicts three pieces of action simultaneously. In the center, instructions are given... That is...
Tribute money?
That's 10. That's 15 for TJ.
Wow.
Also, your bonus. Members of this order include chinchillas, lemmings, and beavers. 10 each. First, what is this largest order of mammals named after their large incisors which never stop growing?
Rodentia.
Correct. While rabbits were once classified as rodents, they have been more recently classified... Perhaps this large, because of this largest rodent, a native of South America, is often found in the water. It's Catholic. That's 30. Toss up next. Any two pings may be joined by a pong. Any partial pong can be extended indefinitely to a full pong. Given any partial pong, a circle may be drawn having the partial pong as radius and one end ping as center. Two right pangs are congruent. Two pongs that intersect a third pong either form right pangs or intersect themselves. These statements are for 10 points are logically equivalent to what Greek's postulates of geometry? 10 for TJ. He left the White House with relief, telling his successor that it was no position for a gentleman for 10 each first. Name this ineffectual 15th president.
15th. Buchanan.
Buchanan was serving as U.S. minister to this nation when he was elected to the Senate in 1834.
Belgium.
Spain.
I'd say Spain.
Spain.
Russia. Buchanan left the Senate during the Mexican War to take this position in Polk's cabinet.
Secretary of State.
First and last 20. Toss up next. In the 1980s, Sweden granted asylum and citizenship to Hassan Dittiro and other leaders of an independence movement in this region. Former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari is conducting 2005 peace talks involving GAM, a rebel movement in this resource-rich province on the northern tip of Sumatra. TJ.
Acha.
10 points, your bonus. The first major fundraising campaign for this sculpture, which is likely to be largest in the world when completed, will kick off in early 2006. For 10 each, first name this monument begun by Korchak Zilkulski in 1948 that honors a Native American warrior.
Yeah, Crazy Horse.
Thunderhead Mountain, the site of the Crazy Horse Memorial, is located near Wind Cave National Park and Jewel Cave National Monument in the state.
South Dakota.
Correct. Along with Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse led the Sioux Warriors at this June 25th, 1876.
Little Bighorn.
Correct. Awesome. Next. This man always traveled with a small statue of Dante, which was at his bedside when he died after losing the Nobel Prize in Literature by one vote to Albert Camus. His studies with Henri Bergson may have influenced his story of a mine foreman on his native Crete, who showed... That is TJ. 10 points, your bonus. Are you any good at Finding Nemo? For 10 each, answer these questions about literary Nemos. Jules Verne's Captain Nemo dies at the end of what 1874 sequel
to... The Mysterious Island.
What Winsor McCay comic strip character traveled to Slumberland every Sunday from 1905 to 1914?
1905 to
1914?
No idea.
The bear.
Little Nemo. Who claimed he was Nemo or no one to confuse his captor Polyphemus?
Odysseus.
First and last are 20. Toss up next. Its modern Slavonic name means on the edge, and it wasn't systematically settled until modern times, despite the coal of the Donbass region, the iron of Krivoy Rog, and the less that gives this country the most fertile land in Europe. That is DJ.
Ukraine.
10 points. Your bonus. For 10 points, name these longtime Eastern European communist leaders. This man ruled Yugoslavia from 1945 till his death. Yes, this man led Romania from 1965. This man ruled Albania from the end of World War II to his death in 1985. 30. Toss up next. The namesake of this class of molecules has a molar mass of 80.1. Its members include vitamin B1 and the barbiturates. All contain heterocyclic aromatic rings with 4 carbons and 2 nitrogens. That is TJ.
Benzene?
-5. Three of them combine commonly with sugars to form nucleosides. Uracil, thymine, and cytosine are for 10 points. What type of nitro... It's Bentley.
Nucleic acids?
No. It's pyrimidines. Toss it next. Antony Scalia did this in the Newdow Pledge of Allegiance case, but refused to do so in Cheney v... That is 15.
Recused himself.
That's 15. That's TJ for 15. Your bonus. For 10 each, give these nautical terms. This is the rear part of a ship. Aft is toward it.
Stern.
Bow.
Stern.
Captain.
Stern. 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 You're right.
Yes. Sorry. A short raised deck at the stern.
Yes.
Yes. It is the mast of a 3-masted schooner located nearest the stern.
Four.
Jib. Four. No.
So it's
anything better than
it's not the Captain. Mizzenmast. 20. Toss it next. A fungus growing in the wood sent down river to Cremona. Something about the curing and varnishing of the wood, positioning the thickest portion. That is TJ.
Stradivari violence.
That's what they think that makes them good. That's 15. The earliest pyramids were built in Egypt. For 10 per answer, first name both the architect and the pharaoh responsible for the earliest step pyramid.
Imhotep and Khufu.
No.
Oh, no. Imhotep.
Zoser.
Imhotep
and Zoser.
Correct. The design of pyramids evolved from that of these traditional flat tombs. Mastabas. 20. Toss up next. Anti-slavery senators managed to get its price knocked down by $5 million, but they couldn't block its ratification. Originally, the namesake minister to Mexico wanted to... That's TJ.
That's in purchase.
15. 30. 20. 10. Name the element. Excluding hydrogen is the most abundant metallic element in the universe.
Iron.
For 20, it was discovered by Sir Humphrey Davy in 1808 and is found with calcium in the mineral dolomite.
Silicon.
That's 20.
Oh, okay.
Toss up next.
Twenty.
In 2005, it announced it would follow for the first time. It would allow for the first time since 1999's ghost story Belphegor, a film to be shot on its premises. The footage will be used for the Da Vinci Code and will presumably include shots of its glass pyramids, the Madonna of the Rock.
The Louvre.
Yes.
Yay.
10 points. Your bonus. Shoot if you must, this old gray hair at head, but spare your country's flag, she said, for 10 each. Name first. The 90-year-old woman who spoke, the namesake of a poem by John Greenleaf Whittier.
Any idea?
No.
Captain.
I don't know.
Barbara Frietchie. The town in which Frietchie supposedly lived.
Knoxville.
Fredericktown. The Confederate general marching through Fredericktown to whom Frietchie spoke.
Confederate general. Let's go with Robert E. Lee.
Jackson, Stonewall.
Oh, right.
No points. Toss up next. Its indigenous people include the Ona and Alakaluf Indians, divided as part of an 1881 agreement. Its western portion includes the 8,000-foot Monte Darwin, while the eastern portion contains the provincial capital Ushuaia, the southernmost. That is TJ.
Tierra del Fuego.
That is 15. Your bonus. Name these early U.S. roadways, stretching from Maryland to Illinois. Much of it is now Route 40.
White National Road.
Are you sure it's not Maysville?
Yeah. National
Road. No, Maysville.
Captain.
National Road.
Correct. This named route begun in 1913, ran from San Francisco to New York. It was the first highway for cars across the continent.
Oh, It's named after a president. They're all named after presidents. Jefferson. Try that.
Jefferson Highway.
Lincoln Highway. It stretched from a namesake Mississippi town to Nashville and was Natchez referred by Trace. Some as the Devil's Backbone.
Yeah, Natchez Trace.
That's the first and last for 20.
And y'all are.
Wow.
372.
Wow.
10.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We have a substitute.
Weren't they all friends?
Right,
yeah.
Joe.
And your last initial? Italian.
Well, we got 10 points. We do have 10 points.
And at the half?
Wasn't total.
As far as 370 to 10.
370 to 10, TJ up.
All right, we can come back, right?
All right. We are going into toss up 15.
They just leave.
All right. Both teams ready for the second half. Hearing no opposition, the second half begins with toss-up 15. This man was only 18 when his great-uncle, the dictator, was assassinated, but since that man had adopted him, he rushed to the capital and added his great-uncle's name to his own and received the acclaim of that leader's legions. For 10 points, name this heir of Julius Caesar the third. That is TJ.
Tiberius.
Minus 5.
Octavian.
10 points for Bentley.
Yeah.
It gives the distributions of speeds of distinguishable particles at a given temperature for 10 points each. First, what is this function usually named after a pair of physicists?
Function A.
Captain?
No.
That's the Maxwell-Boltzmann distribution. From the Maxwell-Boltzmann distribution, it's possible to derive this speed, the square root of the average of the sums of the squares of the speeds of the individual molecules.
I really don't know this.
Captain?
Speed of sound?
Root mean square speed.
Oh.
Of the mean speed, the most probable speed, both or neither, which is greater than the root mean square speed of a gas at a given temperature?
Okay. Both.
Neither. No points. Toss up next.
What the hell was he talking about?
U.S. citizens have received 35 of the 49 awards given since their inception in 1966. Among those winners are Douglas Engelbart, Vince Cerf, Nicholas Vert, and Ken Thompson. Each is accompanied by $100,000 from Intel and given by the Association for Computing Machinery. For 10 points, identify this annual award named for the British scientist who devised, that is TJ. 10 points, your bonus. 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. Tell whether these names belong to a character in A Midsummer Night's Dream, A Moon of Uranus, both or neither. First, Miranda.
Both.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's not Midsummer.
Just the Moon of Uranus. Moon.
Correct. Callisto.
That's not A Moon of Uranus.
And I don't believe it's in Midsummer.
Neither.
That's correct. Oberon.
That's
in Midsummer. And both.
Both.
Correct. Bottom.
Bottom is neither, not
A
Moon of Uranus.
That's a moon. It is in Midsummer.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's 30. Toss up next. The first part of it is revealed is called the window, and it is either monotone. TJ.
To the lighthouse.
Minus 5. And it is either monotone, rainbow, or two-suited. In structured limit games, it corresponds to what is often called the fake betting round because it is played at the lower limit, making free cards, semi-bluffing, and bluffing plays common. Preceding the turn and the river, this is, for 10 points, what set of three cards in Hold'em Poker? Bentley. That is correct for 10. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer these questions about a struggle for Athens. In a mythical contest, Athena won control of the city after creating this kind of tree. Correct.
Yeah.
Athena defeated this god whose idea of a useful item was either a spring of salt water or a horse. This mythical first king of Athens judged the contest. That's Cecrops. So, 20. Toss up next. Despite an early pledge to the contrary, poor relationships blossom in this play when three lords and Ferdinand, King of Navarre, that
lost
is TJ. That's
very
10
nice.
Points yeah. for TJ. Next page. For 10 each, in which modern-day country were these heroes of the liberation of Latin America born? First, Bernardo O'Higgins.
He was born in Chile.
Chile, yeah.
He was right.
Chile.
Correct. Jose de San Martin.
He was born in Argentina.
Argentina.
Correct. Simon Bolivar.
He was born
in
Venezuela.
30. Toss up next. After being elected to his current position in 1998, this man investigated music companies. Some believe in... That is teaching.
Spitzer.
That's 15.
Very nice.
The primary source of irrigation for both Uttar Pradesh and Punjab flows southeast from the Himalayas through the city of Allahabad. For 10 points each, first name this 850-mile-long Indian river.
Yes.
Say again?
The Indus was the answer.
Yamuna. The Yamuna flows past the Agra Fort and the 17th century monument to Arjumand Banu Begum. The Yamuna is a tributary of the sacred river of Hinduism. Last 220, toss up next. The Kelvin is defined in terms of this condition as his...
Triple point.
15. 140 nations are signatories of this treaty that went into effect in February 2005. For 10 points each, first, identify this protocol name for an Asian city.
Yes.
This treaty's activation was triggered by its acceptance by nations representing 55% of the world's emissions. This nation's ratification surpassed that threshold.
Russia.
A campaign to get 140 U.S. cities to agree to the Kyoto Protocol is being led by Greg Nichols, the mayor of this King County city.
King County.
Seattle.
30. Toss up next. Next page. His Hyperapistes and De Libero Arbitrio were exchanges with Martin Luther concerning free will. This editor for the printer Johann Froben in Basel dedicated his Moriae Encomium to his friend Thomas More. For 10 points, in the 16th century Dutch off, that is, teaches. That's 10 points, your bonus. It is the radiative emission of light from a substance seconds or even hours after the excitation of its electrons. For 10 each, first, what 15-letter word describes this phenomenon by which some materials can glow in the dark?
Phosphorescence.
In 1896, this French physicist was investigating phosphorescence in uranium salts when he made a remarkable discovery. Thanks to that discovery, the becquerel is the SI-derived unit of what phenomenon?
Radioactivity.
Last two for 20. Toss it next. In 1881, this man painted a watercolor of an exotic map and decided he could base a novel on that painting. That is TJ.
Stevenson?
15. Robert Lewis, your bonus. It was initially led by the prophet Jack Wilson, who went by the tribal name Wovoka. For 10 each, first, name this Native American
ghost
spiritual
dance.
Movement. Concerns over unrest caused by the ghost dance led to the arrest and shooting of which chief of the Lakota Sioux?
Sitting Bull.
Correct. In December 1890, approximately 200... Yes, 30. Toss up next. The minor kind, which Gregory the Ninth had defined, was officially abolished in 1884. The major kind is more severe than the irregularity ex delicto, or an interdict, and it's most aggravated, that is, TJ.
Excommunication.
10 points, your bonus. 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4, given a year. Identify the tallest building in the United States, not counting antennas, flagpoles, and so forth, as of January 1st of that year, 1920.
The Chrysler Building.
Flatiron Building.
Woolworth Building. 1940.
That's the Empire State.
Empire State Building.
1960.
Sears Tower.
No.
Empire State Building.
Correct. 1980.
Sears Tower.
World Trade Center.
Sears Tower. Two. Or two for 10. Toss it next. Two answers required. According to MapQuest, the 50-mile drive between these two cities involves U.S. Highway 80 East to I-65 North, merging with the MLK Expressway. No mention is made of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where police... That is, TJ.
Montgomery to Selma.
That'll work for 10. Your bonus. For 10 each. Name these features of the ocean bottom. The Greek for bottomless names this broad, flat plain that makes up much of the ocean floor.
Benthic.
Abyssal plain. One of these large deep cuts into the floor of the ocean basin is located just east of the Mariana Islands.
Trench.
The majority of the ocean floor is composed of this igneous rock.
Basalt.
Last 220. What's up next? This man was deported from South Africa for his involvement in the Jameson raid while a reporter. That is TJ.
Churchill.
Minus 5. While a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, he covered the Spanish-American War for the McClure Syndicate while Doubleday published his novel about a socially awkward San Francisco man who dreams of having a gilded molar to hang outside his dentist office. For 10 points, name this author of McTeague. Time, that's Frank Norris, the last toss-up. An atom of it was created at Europe's CERN facility in 1995. 67 years earlier, Paul Dirac used its existence as a consequence of unifying special relativity and quantum mechanics. Penning traps use magnetic fields and very low temperatures to store it without violent reactions. For 10 points, name this material that produces pure energy by annihilating physical... Miss Bentley.
Antimatter.
10 points, your bonus.
Woo!
These two composers met in 1928. Later, one would write the libretto for the other's Pulitzer Prize-winning opera, Vanessa. For 10 per answer, first, name those two composers. That's Samuel Barber and Giancarlo Menotti. Menotti is best known as the composer of this work, commonly performed around Christmas, the first opera specifically written for television. Captain? That is A Mall and the Night Visitors.
Oh,
No points. And that is game.
My score is 640 to 60.
Two of the questions 640? I got were both in Dan Brown books.
Bentley 60. Yeah.
Good game.
That concludes this match. Thank you for listening.
Oh, we don't.
I had to broadcast this.
Yeah.